As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
We'll get closer and closer to Templeton. Dr. Tim Dowling checks in with us today. What's happening, my friend? How are you?
Not much, Mike. How are you?
Isn't it great when we don't have to worry about, hey, frostbite and wind chill and everything? Any day we can steal in December, and I know with elementary school kids, a jacket is not always in their purview. This is a pretty nice start to the month.
Oh, it's great. Anytime we can make sure we get kids outside for recess, we love it. It's better for them and better for everybody. Run around, burn off some of that energy, get some physical activity. Yeah, so any day that we have outdoor recess, it makes us very happy.
Now, your outdoor classroom might be in the might be closed down for a few months, but you're right. At least recess is out there and ready to go. Hey, it's year two at Templeton. How's everything going?
It's going wonderful. Yeah, it's been a really good year so far. Yeah, really, settling in really nicely.
Now, we survived Thanksgiving break. We had a nice week off there, and all that does is get everybody one day closer to Christmas break. Is your staff excited for the 2 weeks this time instead of just one?
Yeah. At this point, they're taking it one day at a time, focusing on this week and then get to the next 2 weeks. Have a really good positive end to this first semester. But, yeah, then it'll be nice to have a two-week break for, between the semesters.
Now, we have a full moon this week, and I think it starts tonight or tomorrow. Do your kids get weird during the full moon, or is it just mine?
Well, I think if you ask a lot of teachers, I think we probably have enough evidence over the years that somehow a full moon does make it a little bit more of an exciting day for us all, but I don't know. I think there might be something to that.
Oh, I love every day in elementary school is exciting, isn't it? There are no off days.
There are not. That is absolutely true.
The Templeton Tigers are an international baccalaureate school, and for folks that don't understand perhaps what that means, you can explain that to us and why that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really pertinent question. Templeton is going through our reauthorization year for international baccalaureate this year, so it's really been a year to kind of redouble our focus on it. Our approach, we still focus, of course, on the state standards, but it just, we take a little bit of a lens where it's a little bit more inquiry focused, a little bit more involving student agency and encouraging students to take, proactive action and how they're, addressing the curriculum and how they're doing things in our community. And we really want to focus and encourage our students to be active and compassionate and lifelong learners who understand that other people, with their differences can also be right. So it's just kind of a mindset and an educational kind of emphasis that we have since we are an RB school, which I think it works out really well for our students and our families.
Very cool. And what process do you have to go through to make sure you're up to date on everything? Tell me how that works.
Sure, absolutely. So actually, the week before we go on winter break, some representatives from IB will be meeting with us virtually. And they'll look through a lot of our, they're called IB planners, which are kind of like lesson plans for like entire units, where we're kind of focusing on, IB calls them transdisciplinary themes, which include some of them are like who we are or where we are in place and time and how we express ourselves. Those are just, a few of the ones that we cover over the course of the year. And what they do is they look through our lessons. They talk with students, they talk with teachers, they visit classrooms. In this case, it'll be virtual. And they talk with, the principals, and they really just look to see, are we implementing the IB model that includes, a big focus on inquiry? Do we have a second language program in place, which we do here? Spanish is our second language program that all our students have twice weekly. And then they just kind of, it's a collaborative process. They really just want us to support us and see how they can help us grow to kind of make sure that we move that program forward for our students and we're implementing in a way that's really as beneficial as possible.
Now, do your teachers come up with that curriculum or is there an IB website you go to and you use that? How does that work?
Good. Yeah, no. So they've all been trained through International Baccalaureate, which is usually like a 2 to 3 day initial training. And then, of course, they have training that follows up, including some that we do internally. The way it works is that, they kind of take some of these initial transdisciplinary themes, like the ones I mentioned, like, how we organize ourselves or how the world works. And then they kind of adapt a unit at their own grade level. You know, if it's like a community one, you know, as kindergartners, we want, you know, their community is really just beginning to learn about, you know, the community within their classroom. And as it gets kids older, then we start branching out and thinking about communities outside our classroom, about the whole school. And then we start thinking about the community of Bloomington. And then as they get older, you know, the community of our state and country and eventually the world. So it's really just taking these transdisciplinary themes and kind of planning units, the teachers plan them based on what, you know, what is appropriate for students at their grade level to try to kind of learn. And they come up with what are called inquiry questions, lines of inquiry. And those are kind of the questions that kind of drive what the students are, kind of what the lessons, you know, embedded within the state standards, of course, kind of what the lessons, you know, created by the teachers are kind of focused on. And then what are kind of the goals for the student learning?
Dr. Tim Dowling is our guest this afternoon. The principal, the Templeton Tigers over there on, that's Henderson and Hillside, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
I had to go back through my filing. I haven't lived over there, and it's been a while since I've lived on that side of the town. Now, when we talk about International Baccalaureate and someone's listening right now and they say, geez, I don't know if my student is ready for that. Is that for everybody inside the four walls at Templeton, or how do you go about putting kids in that program?
It is a building-wide program. So, it's for all our students. And we want all our students to have access to the program because we really believe in it. And again, you know, it's you know, as I talk with parents, we are still teaching the same state standards that all our other schools in Indiana are. It's just that we've taken a lens that is more inquiry-focused and more student-focused in terms of, you know, allowing students to have more say in how we go about trying to discover and have understanding about these state standards.
So there you go, folks. It's just a scary big word that's impossible to spell, right?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Dr. Tim Dowling gets me. He understands me. K through six. So when you start in the, as you mentioned, you talked about the great analogy about communities. Our community starts in our classroom when we're in kindergartners. And as we get to sixth grade, it can expand. Is that the key to this, is getting everybody on the same level and then and going through it together? Or if somebody moves in at third or fourth grade, they're not going to be left behind.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, no, we always meet students where they are. And you know, that's one thing about IB is it really does focus so much on building classroom communities. So, you know, we have what's called a student, an IB learner profile, which is just things that we want all our students to be. And you know, within those learner profile or skills like being open-minded and caring and risk takers and balance. So a lot of those things as the students matriculate through Templeton, that includes like being empathetic to new students who come in and getting them up to speed. And, you know, all units are based around, you know, kind of building up knowledge together so that any student can jump in at any time.
Very, very cool. Well, it's always busy, as you mentioned, more maybe indoors this time of year than outdoors. Well, everybody's on top of each other, and we're at lunch, and we're at indoor recess and outdoor recess. But you want to award kids for doing some great things. Tell me about your POP awards and your RAC.
Yeah, so, you know, we really want to acknowledge when students are making really positive choices or supporting classmates or supporting other members of their community. So we have our POP awards. And then we have our RACtivist awards, which is just a random act of kindness when you see somebody just helping somebody out in the community without doing it to be noticed or to be, hasn't been asked. So we make sure that those students are acknowledged. And Scott Evans, our Community and Schools from Indiana coordinator, he makes sure that they're read out every morning so students listen for their names. And it really just helps build a positive atmosphere of, you know, really recognizing really positive choices that students are making. And it just, you know, becomes part of our culture.
And a positive reinforcement at that age is so important. I've got 12 and 9, so I know carrots and sticks and all the and all the things that go along with that. But yeah, sugar gets you, or what is it? Honey gets you bees, or what? I can't remember. But yeah,
no, it's so important to give students positive recognition. So we want to continue to build a really positive climate for students because we know that's where they thrive.
And I like the sound of that, because sadly, as you know, and we all know, they don't always get it at home. So if we can make school and everything else a better place, that's positive as well. Now, it's cold outside, sort of. Not today. Today's probably not the best example for this, but we want to make sure that all of our parents and guardians are aware as the weather drops. Let's make sure we're dressing everybody right for school, correct?
Absolutely. Hats, gloves, you know, we check the temperature. All our principals check it very carefully, but Unless it's, you know, our school board policy is between 18 and 21 degrees with the wind chill factor in. That's where we start thinking about having indoor recess. But above that, we're going to be outside. So, yes, please, hats, gloves, scarves, appropriate jackets. And, you know, if we're always helping to help support families who might need some extra help with that. So if you have any issues with that for your family, please reach out to your building principal or building social worker, and we'll make sure that kids have what they need.
And Dr. Tim Dowling, well, you're not that kind of doctor, but the last thing you guys need is respiratory illness, is flu, is any of that fun stuff. We know we have very hands-on at this age. Everybody needs to wash them up, use your Kleenex and all that fun stuff as well. What tips can we give to our parents? Is it just that simple? Wash your hands, kids?
Yeah, wash your hands, absolutely. Yeah, wash your hands and, you know, sneeze into your elbow. And those are the two main ones at elementary that we talk about.
Nobody wants to be sick over the Christmas break. The last day of school for this year will be, is it the 17th or the 16th? 16th?
I think it might be the 16th this year. Yeah, that Friday, yeah.
And then everybody says, heck, we're out of here. Okay, so if we're going to get out of here before Christmas, well, we've got to have the Secret Santa shop open at some point, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we have a nice, we'll have a nice event this week for our first and second graders. They have a music program. So we have some fun events before the end of the semester for students kind of enjoy the end of the first semester. That'll be a first and second grade program.
Well, back in our day, we had the orange drink and whatever Christmas cookie muffin holiday, whatever. We still doing the holiday parties. Is it exciting to do since COVID's gone? We can celebrate a little bit and have these musical performances and all these fun things.
It's great. You know, we've had several school-wide convocations this year. It's really, especially a lot of them connected to our IB themes. It's great to have, you know, all the students back in the cafeteria eating together, having a community for meals, being able to have these programs back. You know, like I mentioned, we had that first and second grade program this week, and then we'll have our third and fourth grade program, you know, in March, and our fifth and sixth graders do a musical with where they try out for parts and they work on sets and costumes, and that'll be in the spring. So we are really excited to have all those things back this year for our students.
Very cool. And spring will be a busy time as well, but we're not looking that far ahead. We need to get through 2022 first.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Doc, for your time. I appreciate it. And great to hear everything's going fantastically at Templeton. And we'll get caught up with you in the springtime.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Thank you.